Welcome to the Battle of the Bay, our third game of the afternoon. Will be the Dillingham boys taking on the King Cove rookies. Suiting up for the Dillingham boys, we have number 3, Bartman, number 21, Cheney, George is 24, Smeaton is 25, Tennyson is 33. Starting for the King Cove rookies, we have number 2, Severin, Duarte is 4, 11 is Samuelson, 30 is Gould, Larson, 55. We would like to thank our sponsors for the Battle of the Bay, Delta Western, Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Worldwide Fuel, CNC Heating, Crystal Bay Cellular, NACNET Community Bible Chapel, King Flying Service, Allen Lewis Bed and Breakfast, Coastal Surveyors, Tochina Fisheries, NEA, and Penn Air, all fine sponsors of Battle of the Bay. Well, a little long in the bay. It's coming all the way from King Cove. That's a little bit far out, if you would like to call it the bay, down on the peninsula a little bit. Jumping in Dillingham, we got Blue is number 25, Smeaton. And we also have number 4, Dwart. And it's an even Steven, but King Cove comes up with it quickly. A shot. 3, number 11, Samuelson. And full court pressure. Cheney has it down the right side. Smeaton now. Smeaton with a full-size black beard on that young man. So we'll see what happens as Smeaton has control of it. Lobs it out to Cheney now for 3. Not there. Rebound by Severin. Severin gives it up to Samuelson. All tourney team here in the way of Samuelson. Over to the right wing to Gould. Starts off the mark. Rebound. Tip controlled by Smeaton. Now I look for telling signs of how to enter. Cheney has it, intercepted by Samuelson. Samuelson going up against Smeaton and Cheney. Left side and in. 5-0. Samuelson doing all the scoring for the Dillingham. I make that the King Cove rookies. Samuelson is up against Bartman. Bartman played many years for the Dillingham Wolverine team. Left-hander, left, right side to set up and in is Bartman. From the right side of the free throw line. Left hand, Bartman with a shot. 5-2. Samuelson gets a pick into the corner to number 30. That is Gould. We have Samuelson now into the left side. Way out there is number a shot by Severin. Samuelson's shot is not there. Take down and tore away by Tennyson. Tennyson has it now over to Bartman, left side with a 3, not there. Rebound by Gould. Gould gives it up to Samuelson, quickly down the right side. Samuelson, Gould. Gould has Dwart there, but not going to get it to him. Samuelson has it over on the right, left side. Gould now. Samuelson, Severin between the circles, doesn't get the pass. Pick and roll, not there. Dwart with a 3, and it hits. Gould with 3, and it's 8-2. Full court pressure, Smeaton has it. Smeaton doing the dribbling down the right side. Pulls up, right side wing for in and out 2 attempt. Samuelson. Smeaton didn't have a whole lot of people on him, but the ball was in and out. Severin has Smeaton on him. A little off, rebound by Dwart. Dwart pushes up, second attempt, not there. Larson tries to save it, but good thing for the extra padding on the wall. 3 is coming. Three, that's 5. Dylan Cheney is coming in for Dillingham, along with number 1, Mayer. Smeaton has the ball. Smeaton tells everyone to clear out. Smeaton has Dwart on him. Smeaton to the left now. Gives it to Bartman. Bartman on the left. Holds up the fist. goes down to the lower low post and throws it off of Samuelson's foot. Beaton yells out one. 2-0 in favor of King, 2-8 in favor of King Cove. Ball is right side to Tennyson, and that shot does not go in. King Cove controls the ball. Severin, left side. Up to Gould. Gould back to Severin. Has Duarte come up? They fight through the pick. Severin into the paint. Takes a shot. Nothing there. Severin with the rebound. Back up and in. So it's 10-2 in favor of King Cove, rookies. Bartman has it on the right side. Comes through the middle. Up to the left side. Left wing now of offensive play. Samuelson kind of reaches in. Bartman picks up the pass. His dribble. Gives it to Chaney. Chaney into Mayer. Mayer's shot doesn't go in, and Samuelson can't keep the ball from going out. We've got King Cove in white. Dillingham in the blue. Darker color. King Cove bench is on the left side. My left, as they look across the court. Battle of the Bay. Early play. We have the King Cove rookie girls falling to Dillingham, 52-67. Crystal Bay JV gets outscored 28-57 by Togiak. And currently in the Battle of the Bay, third game, we have 10-2 in favor of King Cove over the Dillingham Wolverines. Smeaton into Bartman. Bartman has Samuelson. Smeaton in the corner for three. Hard shot, not there. Rebound by Gould. Gould takes a couple dribbles, gives it to Samuelson. Samuelson quickly down the corner, puts up a layup, not there. Duarte with a putback up and in. Duarte has 2 points. And full court pressure by King Cove. Tennyson up to Chaney. Chaney back to Mayer. Mayer tries to go into the paint. Nothing there. Bartman trying to get it back to Mayer, and we have a kick by Severin. Player substitution. We've got number 24 coming in for Dillingham. That's George back in. Meeting. Long pass up to Bartman, and it's tipped out by Samuelson. Samuelson looked like maybe 3-4 inches on Bartman as they go. Well, maybe only about 2-2.5. But Samuelson sure has the quickness. Meeting. No. Make that Tennyson with the ball. Chaney back to Smeaton, and we have a blocking foul. I'd like to know how many years the coach from King Cove has played in his lifetime. King Cove, coach has coached, let's put it that way. He's coaching his boys pretty good there. And I'm just trying to see what the fellow's name is on my... Bartman has his layup attempt on the left side stuffed. Newman is the coach from King Cove's last name. So Newman is a name known in King Cove. And Dillingham can't get the ball in, and they turn it over. 12-2 in favor of the King Cove rookie. And again, we're starting off with a tough game on the first day of the Battle of the Bay. Ball is over to Samuelson for a three from Gould. Nothing there. Oh, and Smeaton can't keep it in. He had his player over there on that far side, but just not close enough. 12-2 at the 2:40 mark here in the first quarter. Gould will sit down, and that is number three coming in. That is Mac Neff. Back-Neff. we will drop the hyphen. Into Severin, out to Samuelson. Daniel has Mack on the left side, Severin on the left. Had a pick, but he goes in between the defense. Severin has his fourth point as he goes up that left side of the paint. You've got Smeaton with control of the ball. Loses it a little bit. Bartman controls it now as it is brought across the center line. Barton's got Samuelson on him, and Bartman beats Samuelson, but hits the bottom of the backboard. Samuelson will catch up with the ball. Samuelson quickly over to Dewart with a nice high arching shot. Dewart with 4 points, and it's 16-2, and timeout. And Coach Newman of King Cove just kind of like stops the blood from moving in his hand because he's slapping so hard. Dillingham coach wanting the timeout as his team is down by 14 points. 1:53 here in the first quarter. 4 by Severin, 4 by Dewart, 5 by Samuelson, 3 by Gould. 8-8 is 16. Bartman is the only one scoring for the Wolverines. So we got Bartman, Smeaton. Number 4 is in there. Tilden, 24. George is still in there, who started the game. And King Cove is not putting on the full court pressure. Dort comes up to get Smeaton. Smeaton with a long shot. Not there. Rebounded by George. Smeaton controls it. Gets the pick. Roll is not in the right spot. Bartman is not high enough for that pass. He had to be another foot and a half taller to even have a chance on that one. Inbound to Samuelson. They've got pressure on him. Samuelson over to Mack, back to Samuelson. Dwart into the paint. Spins to his left. He's got 6. A nice pass by Severin into the paint. Larson is out there. He's getting playing minutes, but hasn't had his name called yet for a whole lot of play. Bartman looking for a long three. He decides no. George dribbles once, gives it back to Bartman. Bartman on the right side wing, trying to get it into Smeaton. Smeaton's got Dwart all over him. Ball is still in play. Bartman picked it up. Bartman gives it to Smeaton now on the right wing. Smeaton into the free throw line. Not there. Give and go. Smeaton from Bartman. A 5-foot jumper. Not there. That is not the side to be working on right now. Samuelson, quickly. He's got Dwart with a shot off the mark. Make that Severin with a shot. Rebound by Larson. Severin. Mack Neff had a control of it. Severin now has it. Into Dwart. Bounce pass. It's to the left, not there. Smeaton knocking it out of bounds. But we have a foul on the play. A push. Is it going to be on Smeaton or Larson? 2-5, that's Smeaton. First personal foul? Yes, only 2 team fouls. Nice, lob pass to Dewart. Didn't take much time to get that one off. 18-2 in favor of King Cove. Whoa. From the half-court line, Bartman's shot hits the heel of the rim. For King Cove, we have Severin with 4 points. Dewart leading all scorers with 8. Samuelson with 5. Gould with 3. Bartman, early on in the game, is the only one that has scored for Dillingham. And if I was Coach Dillingham, my blood pressure would be going up right about now because his players have just been outclassed by the King Cove rookies. 20-2. Battle of the Bay. We've got 2 more games here to play in this evening's play. I have a nice, fresh copy of the players from the Dillingham Wolverines. Cameron Bartman will no longer be playing high school basketball after this season. He's a 12th grader along with Tristan Cheney, Brandon George, Kate Smeaton, and Matthew Tennyson, all 12th graders. So five boys from the Dillingham Wolverines are going to be playing their last season in high school basketball. Cheney inbounding to Bartman. Bartman has George on the right. Mayer is in there as well. And number 21, Cheney. Healed by Gould. Gould will go to the free throw line after making the bucket on that left side. Out there for King Cove, we have Dwart, Gould, Larson, Danielson, and McNeff. Meeting is back in along with Cheney, number 21. Ball is good for Dwart. They got Gould. He's got six. It's 23-2 at the 7:41 mark. Long by Meeting. He says, that's what I'm talking about. It's 5-23. He must have been at least 5 to 6 feet past that three-point line. That was a professional NBA three-pointer right there. McNeff has it. Danielson. It's man-to-man defense by the Dillingham Wolverines. Danielson has Cheney on him. Gould has Bartman. It's between the circles. Now back up to McNeff. Danielson. Gould. Couple of hand checks there by Bartman. McNeff has it, trying to get it over to Samuelson. Keeps the dribble alive. Samuelson down the left side, up over Mayer, and Samuelson has 7 points. 25-5. Meeting with it. Into the corner to George. Mayer has it, low post, going up tough, not tough enough though. Bartman picks up the loose ball. Bartman's on the three-point line, giving to Cheney. Cheney into George. George back to Bartman at the free throw line. Up and over. Boy, that was close as Gould went high for the rebound for King Cove. Danielson controls it. McNeff up to Gould. Gould looking for someone to pass to. Danielson comes up and meets the ball. Dwart make that severance. Let's Mayer go by. Walks into the paint. Puts in two more. He's got six. 27-5. This is a tough one for Dillingham. Meeting hit a three, and Bartman hit a two, and that's been the scoring. Meeting with a pick, nothing there. Bartman has it. Bartman spreads his wings wide. Made that Meeting did. Cheney has it now. Into the right side, gives it to George, off the glass. George fought for that one real hard, and he got two. So it's 27-7. Gould. McNeff, Danielson left wing. Danielson looking down, Severin. Severin goes to the baseline, around Mayer, and a foul on George. Severin goes to the line. Well, I thought my voice would last longer than this. But it's going to be long. Severin at the line. Hits it. Severin with seven. Eight for Dwart. Seven for Samuelson. And Gould has six. That's the scoring. 28-7 for the King Cove rookies. Larson is back in. McNeff sits down. On the way with the shot. Dwart. Make that Severin. He's got eight. Meeting. Bringing the ball down. Meet with a... Whoa, a long one. Nothing but end line on that one. and his coach is not even looking at him. Smeaton is looking at the coach. The coach is looking elsewhere. Severin, left side, goes around Tennyson, gives it to Dwart. Dwart shot's not there. Severin with the rebound, Gould with a shot. Off the heel of the rim, Smeaton with the rebound. Smeaton's going to keep it. Smeaton down the right side. Smeaton goes up against Dwart. Smeaton's on his knees. Gould can't get up with it. Tennyson with a long three for him. Heads it. Tennyson, number 33, with 3 points, and it's 29-10. Samuelson over to Dwart. Gould between the circle, right side. Nice. Little bit not hard enough by Dwart. Excuse me. Bartman comes down end to end, in and out. Bartman can't buy a bucket now. He had a nice touch on it, but just a little bit too hard. Samuelson to the right, into the paint, giving it to Dwart. Dwart goes high up for his 10th point of the game. It's 31-10 at the 340 mark. A 21-point advantage. Bartman will have his attempt at the left side, hindered by Danielson, so Bartman will go to the line. And we have a timeout. Dillingham, I can almost remember all these boys in my head. Tennyson with three, Smeaton with three, George with two, and Bartman with two. Bartman was the only individual to score in the first quarter as King Cove went out to a very commanding lead, 16, 17, 18, about 20-2 or something like that. Could have been 18 at the beginning of the second quarter, but now King Cove has a 21-point lead, 31-10. Dwart, number four, leads all scorers with 10 points, 8 for Severin, 7 for Samuelson, Gould with 6. In years past, Samuelson will have probably an average of 25 to 30 points a game. But I think as he matures into a good ball player, a team ball player, he's starting to pass off the ball more to his teammates than taking the shot himself. Tennyson has the ball, trying to make a couple of players go up. And we have George, though, with the putback, and that will be George's 4th point of the game. Samuelson picks up the dribble. Dwart on the left side has Gould up between the circles. He gets a pick from Dwart. Dwart travels or spins the correct way, but the ball is held out at the top now by Samuelson. Samuelson with a jumper at the free throw line. Samuelson, a very good player for King Cove. He had Smeaton coming over. He stopped. Smeaton went back to his man as the guy was foul on Dwart on Smeaton, so Smeaton will go to the line. Number 20 of Dillingham has the opportunity to guard Samuelson, if you call that an opportunity. Hansen just does not have the ability to keep up with Smeaton. Keep up with Samuelson, and Smeaton's at the line now. First shot's off the back of the rim. We got Smeaton, Tennyson, and George underneath. Hansen will sit down. Chaney will come in. And we also have Bartman out there for Dillingham. For King Cove, we have Dwart, Larson, Severin, and Samuelson underneath. Rebound by George can't be put in. Tennyson with a second attempt, not there. And Dwart was trying to outlet to Samuelson, Severin put his hand up and knocked it off course, and it will be Dillingham ball. 33-12. Bartman into Chaney. Bartman at the top of the circle going into the paint, and a nice reach in there, and they're going to give it to King Cove. That's unbelievable. Number two, Severin, was right there to put his hand out and interrupted the lay-in by Bartman. Samuelson quickly to the right corner, waistline on the right side, that is. Puts up a 10-foot jumper, and Samuelson's got 11 points. Samuelson can put on a spurt of points in no time at all. So, Tennyson gives Smeaton a pick and roll, a nice pick and roll, and a block. A block to boot, and Tennyson gets, and they're going to count it. Tennyson gets the pick, Tennyson gets the roll, Tennyson gets the ball, and Tennyson gets the bucket. That was classic pick and roll right there, and Tennyson made them pay. 14-35, large deficit, though, as Tennyson gets the one attempt off the mark. Dwart with the rebound, Samuelson controls. Samuelson has Cheney on him. Samuelson to the middle of the paint, out to Severin for a three, in there. Severin makes Dillingham pay for that nice pick and roll. That's what you like to see in basketball, is a good classic pick and roll. The picker gets the roll, and Tennyson does a nice job with that. No matter what the case might be, Tennyson gets another. Smeaton's going to take a three from that right side, and Smeaton hits it. He's got six. And I was just watching Tennyson with that pick and roll, how he works on that pick and roll. Samuelson with a long three, and George just says, I don't know what to do. I can't get any closer than that, or he's going to be by me. Samuelson with 14 points. It's 41-17. Tennyson back to Smeaton. No, it's off the mark. Rebound is on the floor, and it will be King Cove ball. Classic pick and roll. I like to see a lot of classic pick and rolls. If the picker doesn't roll the right way, the play is all for naught. And Tennyson does an excellent job with the pick and roll. And he made King Cove pay on a couple of times there. Samuelson has Cheney. Samuelson's about 3 feet from the center line. Gould now has it. Gould to the free throw line. Severin at the free throw line as well, just a couple of dribbles away. Samuelson takes a long three, NBA style. Not there. Smeaton with the rebound. 41-17 at the 35-second mark in the second quarter. Smeaton wide open. Gives it over to Tilden. With a shot, not there. 25 seconds left to go. Samuelson will slow it down. Samuelson, I saw him take a look at the clock to see how much time there was, and so he's going to slow it down. Gould, left side to Samuelson. He's got 10 seconds now. McNabb has it. Over to Gould, right side, right wing. Gould has 3 seconds. Shoots and goes in. At the end of the first half, 43-17 in favor of the King Cove rookies. I'm just trying to think who made that last shot. Was it Gould? We'll give it to Gould. Okay. Our halftime sponsors for the Battle of the Bay are on my piece of paper right here. Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Bristol Bay Telephone, King Flying Service, Heart of the Shire, Tokchina Fisheries, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, and Penair, all fine sponsors of Angels Basketball, the Battle of the Bay sponsorships here on KAKN. We've got the Dillingham Wolverines taking on the King Cove Rookies, and it was 2-20 at the end of the first quarter. Dillingham finally gets on track and scores 15 points. 23 by the King Cove Rookies in that same quarter. Halftime score is 17-43 in favor of King Cove. For our Dillingham Wolverines, closest team to Naknek at this current time, Bartman scored his first 2 points of the game in the first quarter. George decided to wake up. He scored 4. Smeaton has scored 6. Tennyson with 5 points. So 2, 4, 5, and 6 are the scoring for the Dillingham Wolverines. For the King Cove rookies, we have Severin with 11 points, Dewart with 10, Danielson with 14, Gould with 8. So 4 people for King Cove have scored in the game. Okay, let me get my clock set up here so I can tell you exactly how many minutes we would like to take here at halftime. 8 minutes on the clock. So we are going to take a 7-minute break. Again, our halftime score, 17-43 in favor of the King Cove rookies. We'll be back in 7 minutes.
The city of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The 6-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the city of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn. Located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com.
Wastak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wastak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Welcome to the Aleutians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutan, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sandpoint. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699. Or visit their website, AleutiansEast.org. KSDP is supported by the Aleutians East Borough.
My mind's blown. double, I want a marble, I want a stone, I want to rock right now. I rock bass when she came to get down. She said in honesty, he wasn't fly when I met him. She said, Seven King, you fly on another level. I call it melody because I got a hit for settle. She said, no strings attached, so Geppetto had a couple side focus just to make her feel special. I like girls and niggas looking on the comment. On my mama, Kiki Palmer, I'm just being honest. She gon' play hard to get, now that she know I want it. But I'm sure to break off before I break a promise. Leaving Memphis, on my way to Nash. Head while I'm driving, almost made me crash. I hate smart mouth girls to f*** the vibe up. She jumped out the window and hit the Stacy Dash.
But now that I got ya, keys getting hotter.
Waking up to kiss you and nobody's there. The smell of your perfume still stuck in the air. It's hard. Yesterday I thought I saw your shadow running round. It's funny how things never change in this old town. So far from the stars. Tell you everything, the words I never got to see the first time around. And I remember everything from when we were the children playing in this fairground. Wish I was there with you now. If the whole world was watching, I'd still dance with you. Drive highways and byways to be there with you. Over and over, the only truth, everything comes back to you.
All right, we are coming on T-minus 30 seconds. We'll be coming back with the second half of Tundra Jacks basketball, facing off against the Dillingham Wolverines, courtesy of KAKN Radio in Naknek. Here we go. 10 seconds to go. Let's count it down. You can always go to apradio.org/members.
Naknek style. From the high school in Naknek, Alaska, the Bristol Bay High School Gymnasium, I'm Wesley Foster, and we've got a runaway right now as we have the King Cove rookies leading the Dillingham Wolverines 43-17. The microphone is not on. If you want to watch these games, you can go to BBBSD, Bristol Bay Borough School District, BBSD.net/live to see and hear all the play-by-play. We have Samuelson with Gould out there. Dwart Severin starting along with Larson. Samuelson has Cheney on him. Man-to-man. Dwart in the corner. Off the mark. Severin with the rebound. Samuelson controls it now. Make that Gould in the right wing. Gould got Bartman up there. A lot of chest and arm movement on Gould. Samuelson with a three. Off the mark. Rebound is out of bound off of King Cole. As Larson tried his best to keep it alive. Hanson comes back in. Cheney will sit down. Smeaton in to Bartman. Bartman back to Smeaton on the right side. Severin tipped by Gould. Bartman goes between defenders. Loses the ball. Ball is tipped, controlled out of bounds. Over by the scorer's table. Scorer's table needs a cage on it so they don't have to worry about any balls coming their way because they have a lot of business there, control over there by the scores table. Gould has it now. Severin. Danielson on the left side has Hanson on him. Danielson up to Gould. Gould back to Danielson. Get the pick. Oh, the pick was not moving fast enough as Dwart is not there to handle it. Hanson, low post to George. A nice pass from Cheney to George. And George has 6 points on the game. Bartman, who's been out there practically the whole game, had the first 2 points in the first half. And he's doing a lot of tough work against his offensive player now. Danielson in the corner, left for three. Yes, Danielson has 17 points. And ball is in play. Bartman has control of it, loses it. Danielson comes up with it. He's got Smeaton and Bartman, and he beats them both. It was 1-on-2. And Danielson has 19 points on the game, and it's 48-19. Smeaton lobs it, gives it to Bartman, to George, from George to Bartman. Smeaton now has it to the right side to Bartman. Bartman trying to find the right, not there. Over to Tennyson. Tennyson has a little bit of problems. Smeaton makes that to Bartman on the right wing. Bartman has a quick hands, but gives it to Smeaton to try a three. Not there. Smeaton barking out directions to his teammates, and we have a timeout. 48-19. 5-2 run by the King Cove rookies. We would like to thank our halftime sponsors once again, Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Vista Bay Telephone, King Flying Service, Heart of the Shire, Tolchina Fisheries, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, along with Penn Air, all fine sponsors of our coverage of the Battle of the Bay. Dillingham going up against King Cove. Just talking with one of the crowd members, he says that King Cove has been on quite a road trip around Anchorage, and they're basically on their way home. So these boys have been doing a lot of traveling, and they're going to shine in this tournament for sure with the quality of play that they have. Into the middle is Gould. Right up the center, stops, takes about a 10-foot shot. And Gould has 10 points. Smeaton now pushing it up. Smeaton gets a pick and roll from Tennyson. Can't get that. He kind of lost it. Second attempt by George is good. George has 8 points. George has scored three in this second half. So he's been doing the scoring. 50-21 in favor. Again, Tennyson, I think, just didn't have the handle on that ball when he got the pass on the pick. Shot by George is no good. Danielson quickly down the court at the free throw line. Takes a 16-foot jumper. Not there. Bartman with a nice block out of Gould. Gets the rebound. Brings it down as well. Goes coast to coast. Rebound, a big shot. And tip controlled by King Cove. Oh, no, I can't believe that. Smeaton did an excellent job of acting, and even Smeaton cannot believe that it wasn't called on him. Maybe it was an arm thrown or something. But anyway, Smeaton did a fine job on defense right there as Dwart gets his second personal foul. George tries to advance it a little bit to the left side. Paint, not there. And Mayer, number one, cannot control the pass. Cheney goes against Danielson. He gets a pick. Gould into the paint. No, Bartman going to keep him out. Tangleson on the right side wing. Has Smeaton against him. He gets no help. Goes past Smeaton now into the paint and hits. Danielson with 21 points. I was waiting when Samuelson was going to start scoring, and all of a sudden he has a 30-point advantage, a 31-point advantage now by the King Cove rookies. And these boys just look like they could take the state tournament tomorrow as well as they are playing right now for King Cove. Samuelson, Severin. Severin to the low post. 5-foot jumper goes in. 13 points for Severin. Full court pressure. Not quite there. Larson falls back. Smeaton goes up against Dwart. Dwart follows Smeaton. He hands off to Bartman, though. Bartman takes a three from the right corner. There it is. Bartman's fifth point of the game finally helps him to stay within 30 as it is 54-24. Danielson will stop turning around. Severin, right side, looking for a low to Larson, not there. Takes a shot. Rebound by Dwart. Second attempt by Severin is there. He's got 15. 56-24 at the 2:45 mark. Bartman advances it to the free throw line. Left side, puts up a left hand layup, and it's good. Bartman getting back on a roll. He's got 7 now. Danielson's got Chaney. Danielson, make that Chaney favors Danielson's right. Whoa, a long three off the back. Ball's on the floor. Bartman picks it up. Bartman with a 15-foot jumper off the front of the rim. Gould with the rebound. Outlet to Danielson. Danielson advances. Lobs it over to Severin on the left side. Severin is so fast for himself, he can't keep up with the ball. As Mayer was right there with a little bit of help on defense. Mac Neff comes in for the King Cove rookies. So there's only been basically about 6 guys playing. Mac Neff coming in, giving rest to Dwart right now. Smeaton with a shot, and Smeaton didn't know where that one was traveling from. But he was on his back for a little bit there. So it must have slipped in the way of shooting. Danielson going up against Chaney, and we got a half timeout by Coach Newman of the King Cove rookies. Scoring for the Dillingham Wolverines, 8 by George, 7 by Bartman. Smeaton has 6, 5 for Tennyson. That's it for 26 points. Severin has 15. Dwart has 10. Danielson with a game high of 21 thus far. Gould with 10 points. So 4 people for the King Cove rookies have scored. You have Mac Neff that has come in for some playing time. And Larson's been out there for the majority of the time. But these King Cove rookies are doing a number in this game. At the 1:44 mark, third quarter, 56-26. And we've still got 2 more games to go in this Battle of the Bay, Thursday edition. Ooh! Dwart is there to pick up the loose ball. Make that Severin as he's way out near the center circle. Danielson is out near the corner. He's got Mayer on him. Mayer's you would think he'd be starting to shake in his boots the longer he has it. Severin with a shot. Not there. Ball is in play. Mac Neff gives it to Larson with a shot. Larson's first 2 points of the game. At the 1:04 mark, it's 58-26. Smeaton coming quickly to the free throw line. Chaney with a long one. Not there. Off the front of the rim. Ball is controlled by Bartman as he takes a 3. Not there. Chaney with the rebound, Smeaton in the right corner for a 3, hits it. Smeaton with 9 points. It is 58-29, 35 seconds, as Daniel has control of the ball for King Cove. Gould back to Samuelson. These boys are just kind of putting it in neutral and letting it coast as Samuelson backs up. He's got Cheney on him. He gives it past the five-second line. Got 15 seconds on the clock. Samuelson back into the corner. We got no referees counting just yet. Samuelson advances. Gould into the paint with a shot, and it goes over the front of the rim. Gould with 12 points in the game. End of the third quarter, we have the King Cove Rookies 60, the Dillingham Wolverines 29. In that third quarter, 12 by the Rookies and 17. Make that 12 by Dillingham and 17 points by the King Cove Rookies. Bartman finally coming back on track, had 5 points in that third quarter. George has a total of 8, Meaton with 9, Tennyson with 5 points. Those four boys for Dillingham have been the scoring. And if Dillingham were just to, I think right now King Cove would let them pass the ball around a little bit for an open shot. If Dillingham wanted to play, but Dillingham is advancing the ball without a lot of thought into what they're doing. 60-29. King Cove, on the other hand, has this game well under control, and they could put it in park if they'd want to for a little bit. Meaton finally inbounds. He's got Severin on him. Meaton. Still got Severin, picks up the ball on the left side. Bartman has control of it now, looks at a three, decides no. There. The Tennyson in the corner, in and out, rebound by Samuelson. It's tipped out of his hand, and Gould will inbound it. Dillingham falling back. They got man-to-man pressure. Mayer's going to let Samuelson have that right side. Severin down the right. Whoa, there's a travel. No, jump ball. Severin turned right into Tennyson, and Tennyson was, he didn't know what to do but put his hands out, you know, and the ball was right there. So Tennyson at the right place at the right time. We've got a substitution in there for King Cove. Number 54, Reeves, is in there, along with McNiff. So we have Samuelson, Gould, and Severin, the three starters there. Gould doesn't get a very good pick. Severin, McNiff, Samuelson. Samuelson's got an open shot to the basket. It's way off. Smeaton with the rebound. And Samuelson comes up behind Smeaton to tip it out. Smeaton has Severin over there. And Smeaton was not even paying attention. Severin was just there standing doing half jumping jacks, you know, waving his arms up and down. And if Smeaton would have thought, he could have knocked it off of his toes or something. But Smeaton just lets 5 seconds count off. And it is turnover to King Cove. McNiff, Samuelson. Samuelson, long two off the front of the rim. Smeaton with the rebound. Smeaton controls it, bringing it across the timeline. Smeaton gets a pick from Tennyson with a shot at the top of the circle. Not there. Gould controls it. Samuelson quickly bringing it down. 31-point advantage for King Cove right now as Severin takes a shot way off the mark. He had too much time to think about that one. Tennyson controls it up to Tilden now for Dillingham. Bartman on the left side. Long three. There it is. Cameron Bartman with 10 points. He's the lead scorer now. for the Dillingham Wolverines. 6 minute mark, still a 28 point advantage by the King Cove rookies. And the way Dwart shot that last one for King Cove, he just had a 15 foot set shot, you know, had plenty of time to look at it, but I think he had a little bit too much time to think about it. And the shot was just, like, way too hard. And so right now, as it looks, King Cove just kind of reserving energy for another game tomorrow. Into the game was Reeve for King Cove a little bit. Mac Neff has been in there every so often for some of the King Cove rookies, so some of the starters can get a little bit of a breather. Save the energy. Babcock, number 22, hasn't seen much play at all. So we've got Reeve sitting down along with Dwart. Into the game, we've got Larson, Severin, Gould, Samuelson, and McNeff. Live coverage here on KAKN of the Battle of the Bay and in Sandpoint on KSDP. Pick and roll. Larson's got the ball. Mayer ties him up, though. Mayer doesn't have large hands, but, boy, when he grips it, it's like holding on for dear life with that ball. Hartman gets the inbound as Dillingham has control of it. 5:40 mark, 60-32. Hartman, Smeaton pinballing it around a little bit, controls it on the left wing. Smeaton to the top of the circle will let his guys set up, and he was 5 feet beyond that three-point line. McNeff has the rebound. Severin to Samuelson. Gould controls it. Samuelson on the right side. He's got the three-point range. In and out. A little bit, not enough work in the way of Samuelson. If he would have thought they were down by two, he would have might have hit that one. Bartman, 5 minute mark to the left side. Left wing to Smeaton on the left low post. Smeaton into the paint, trying to get there. Not there. Samuelson with a steal. Up court to Gould. Gould slides. Larson gets the reverse. Not there. Ball controlled by Tilden of Dillingham. Pulls up the dribble. Tennyson has the ball, controls it on the right side. Larson keeps the paint, and Tennyson steps on the line. Larson working that baseline real good. We've got a little bit of moisture on the floor. The coach from King Cove was over there wondering why Tennyson did a little flip. I mean, make that Larson did a little flipping. And he's out there playing janitor, but he's not finding much, I don't think. So nonetheless, back into play. 4:30 mark, 60-32 in favor of the King Cove rookies. Danielson over to Gould on the right wing. Bartman, a lot of hand checking and a lot of body checking. Larson with a second attempt, and Larson's going to the line, and Tennyson did his best to slow things down. Larson coming into the second half, scoring 2 points, and it's 60-32 at the 4:15 mark. That is Tilden. So that is number 33. Tennyson's first personal foul. In and out for Larson. Reeve coming in. A couple of substitutions. Hanson and George for Dillingham are in there. Bartman, Smeaton, and Mayer round out the five for Dillingham. Larson's second attempt goes in. So Larson's got three, and it's 32-60. Bartman bringing it down against Danielson. Bartman gets a pick. A lot of neighbors coming around. Smeaton down to the left side. George with the rebound. George trying to get it out to Hanson, right into the hands of Gould. Gould lobs it up to Samuelson, and Samuelson controls that lob, and he's got 23, and it's 63-32. Bartman out to Smeaton. He's got a long time to look. He doesn't take it. Smeaton to Mayer, down against Larson with a shot. Not there. Rebound by Gould. It's a lob pass up to Samuelson off the glass. Samuelson, I don't believe I missed that one. It was so easy. Smeaton will pick up the loose ball as Larson was right there. Doesn't go in. Bartman with the long rebound. Out near the center circle. Dribbles up. Takes a three at the top of the circle. And George with the attempt to put it in. And it will go off of his fingertips. Smeaton will sit down at the 3:05 mark. Smeaton with 9 points. Mayer sits down as well, so we have a couple of substitutions. Dylan Chaney comes in along with Hansen. Bartman is still out there. Number 21, Chaney, is out there, so we'll call 21 Chaney and 5 Dylan. Into the center goes Hansen. Make that Larson for two. And it's, I think the scorekeeper's got it wrong. Dillingham with a put back up. George in the paint. He's got 10. It's 63-36. I think 2 points should have went to that. Should be 65-36. But nonetheless, here's what we have. Danielson, 8-foot jumper off the side of the rim. Lars, make that Reeve. Reeve backs up again, puts it up. Not there. Rebound by George. George gives it up to Bartman. 2:09 in the fourth. Bartman against Danielson. Into the paint with a left-hand shot. Spin move to the left. Bartman, shot goes in. He's got 12. 38-63. 1:50 mark. Danielson just trying to run out the clock. Had Chaney on him. Gould to Larson. Larson with a fadeaway jumper. Reeve with the rebound. A nice rebound. He was looking for some trailers. Ball is tipped around, controlled by Samuelson. Gould with a put back up and in. Gould with 14 points, 65-38. I'm sure scores on the streaming will say that's the wrong score. Ball is tipped, controlled by King Cove. Samuelson has it. Half timeout at the 108 mark. 38-65. Dillingham. Cameron Bartman scored only 2 points in that very first quarter of the game. Since then, he has been scored 12 now. 10 points in the second half. And if Bartman would have been able to connect earlier on in the game, I think the deficit would not be as great. So Bartman with 12, George with 10, Meaton with 9, Tennyson with 5 points. Unofficially, of course. 67-38 at the 108 mark, fourth quarter. Danielson has his average knocked down a bit. He's only got 23 right now. 15 by Severin. Dort has 10. 14 by Gould. 5 now by Larson. So all of the starters are in the books. Severin, Danielson, Larson, Reeve out there. And number 22, Babcock, gets to see a little bit of playing time. As McNeff, Gould, and Dort are on the bench. Danielson gets a pick, doesn't make the roll. Larson scrambling on the floor for the ball, not there. George picks it up. Larson cannot get up off the floor. Finally, Hans make that George with an easy layup, make that Chaney with an easy layup on the right side, his first 2 points of the game. 42nd mark. Danielson controls it now. He's got Chaney on him. Danielson going down the left side. Loses control. Hanson picks it up for Dillingham. Lob pass back to Hanson. Hanson back to Tilden. Tilden with a shot at the top of the circle. Severin with the rebound. We've got 17 seconds. Danielson will pull it up. 10 seconds left on the clock. He takes a look at it as well. Danielson has Chaney. Gets a pick. Babcock with a shot. Oh! Reed with the putback. Goes in. So the Newman coach over there would not believe some of those shots did not go in. 40 for Dillingham. 67 for the King Cove rookies. Only 7 points in that fourth quarter for King Cove, whereas 11 points for Dillingham. So we'd like to thank our sponsors for helping us bring you the Battle of the Bay. Delta Western, Alaska's Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, Hilltop Christian Fellowship, Worldwide Fuel, CNC Heating, Crystal Bay Cellular, Naknek Community Bible Chapel, King Flying Service, Al Lou's Bed and Breakfast, Coastal Surveyors, NEA, Tolchina Fisheries, all fine sponsors of Battle of the Bay. 67-40 in favor of the King Cove rookies. And we'll take a look at the scoring for Dillingham. Bartman had 12, Chaney with 2, George with 10, Meaton with 9, Tennyson with 5. Mayer, Tilden, Dylan Chaney, and Hanson all had playing time but did not score. For King Cove, Samuelson, 23 points. Severin with 15, Duart with 10, Gould with 14 points, and Larson with 5 points. So, again, King Cove coming off a road trip, doing very well here in the Battle of the Bay with a win, 67-40 over the Dillingham Wolverines.